The arrival of Indigenous Australians more than 50,000 years ago is one of the most fascinating migration stories in history, but until now there's been little investigation of the route they travelled to get here. Now a group of scientists has produced new research on the extraordinary island-hopping journeys they undertook. These latest findings support the theory that their migrations were carefully planned, involving sophisticated maritime capabilities. David Sparks reports.
Researchers have provided the most detailed account yet of the seaborne migration of humans to this continent 50,000 years ago. Professor Corey Bradshaw from Flinders University says it tells us something special about the first Australians.
It certainly sheds a lot of light on just the sophistication of the society. This is mind-boggling time periods in the past. We're talking tens of millennia before the ancient Egyptians were even a thought. You know, this is really seriously old stuff. And yet they clearly had the technological capacity, the intellectual capacity, the organizational capacity to be able to do these long and difficult journeys across open water, and in many cases not knowing necessarily what was on the other side.
When the migration took place, Australia was connected to modern-day Papua New Guinea and Western Papua in one landmass, a mega-continent known as Sahul. But the stretch from Western Papua across to mainland Asia was still a long and dangerous archipelago.
There are two sort of accepted main routes. There are likely others, but the first one was basically through the northern part of the Indonesian archipelago that went through and up to the northwestern corner of West Papua, what we call Bird's Head now. That was the most likely route simply because it had the shortest distance between the small islands that you could island hop through. The southern route, which is probably the next strongest candidate, at least in terms of ease of passage, it probably went from Flores through to Aloha and then down through Timor, perhaps Roti, and then onto the small islands of the Sahul Shelf, which, as I said, are now drowned.
And that would have brought them to modern-day Australia, somewhere around the Kimberley, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Well, the Kimberley would have been quite far from that particular position, but they would eventually got there.
Rather than a series of accidental steps, Professor Bradshaw says the migration would have been clever and very deliberate.
Suffice it to say, whether they were under sail, under wind, or they were paddling, or both, they were certainly going in a particular direction that they wanted to go in, and they were using some form of propulsion. That we do know.
You and the other scientists have come to the view that this was quite a deliberate migration. What do you mean by deliberate?
Well, the main thing was that a couple of people arriving on an island and then hoping to establish a large population is pretty unlikely for various reasons. For example, just inbreeding depression. I mean, not having a sufficient number of settlers. So you had to plan fairly large voyages with quite a few people and probably a lot of resources, tools, extra food, probably extra clothing, all sorts of things that you'd need once you got to the new land. That's a major organization to do something like that.
The research was completed by scientists from several universities for the Centre of Excellence for Australian Biodiversity and Heritage.
David Sparks reporting there.